Well, we'll take the tape. This is March the 8th, 1998, just exactly 3 months since our last gathering. Commander asked me to start off by reading the writing from today. Give he and Norma a chance to kind of settle down and get together. Thoughts. Carelessness can cost you more than your place in line. When we are careless in recognizing our teachers, we find that we most often, according to our mission, get sidetracked more often than not. The sirens call. Right now we have some people who consider themselves crew to be totally off track, angry at the people involved, and really mad as hell at me. Well, I call it exactly as it is, and if you get angry over what is, then I suggest you do whatever you like about it, unless you are working on my project. This is a very, very large mission we have undertaken, and yet when the work draws near as to possibilities, people start acting like headless chickens, flapping wildly about the farmyard, picking up disease from every flap. Regarding my mission, in fact, I may well speak to a lot of people, but not about our most precious mission and how we accomplish it. Further, don't bring your contacts as to psychics into my mission. At this time, we have helter-skelter runners flitting about thousands of miles from home, doing the dangdest things. After having the psychic alienate everyone else involved, they turn back to me to find out names, places, and other information through Dharma to go salvage the mess, and thus, and so. Please forget it, for I do not restrain you from your readings or your psychics or your astrologers. However, I need none of those, and not only are my people not psychics, but I would not have them with me if they would be. We were informed that Hatton and Aton speak directly to this person and about our business yet. I do not speak to this party involved, and when confronted, she said that we were the ones needing cleared space, that Dharma's receiving is flawed, and that I serve her. At the same time, she is asking directions and instructions through Dharma because Hatton hasn't given me the proper information yet. You can't have it both ways, and since there is a lot of money involved, the psychic being now included for a very large sum, I recognize the tactics, and I suggested she go on to wherever she was already going. She has not, and the work is at a standstill. Now the calls are simply sarcastic, for the teammate heard the sirens call and went that way. We are now working with people on the other half of the world who have such moral integrity that these romps through the nations with psychics is not acceptable. They are not acceptable to me. And people, don't even think about lying to me or hiding from me. I have a world fallen into total control by the very adversary himself, and when you have been entrusted with a mission in blessed circumstances and you choose to follow the siren, be it male or female, you err. For others around you will object, believe your teacher is false, and that you're a simple, dumb jerk. We already have at least two separate and major ongoing dialogues in that area that I shall leave unnamed to protect the guilty, and should these new tricks damage these ongoing negotiations, there is going to be greater discomfort and hurt feelings. Since when do you, when brought to confront your misdeeds, think you will simply get away with whining and sarcasm? You go forth and do what you will in spite of anything else, and fine, you have just spent a lot of other people's money, and running away may well be your best answer if you can't stand heat in the kitchen. Do not bring psychics to me. Don't even ask me about your speakers. If you have to ask, they are not on your side, and you don't have much with which to work honorably, period. We are long past the grades where I will attend your lessons to that point. Don't even ask me about this speaker or receiver or that one or the other. And when we place great responsibility into your hands because you ask, then I suggest you turn away from those worldly things and don't count your massive chicken crop before even getting the eggs. Now, Hatton and crew here are supposed to make it somehow, right over there. No, thank you. Do what you say you will do, and if in my mission as planned, you will be boggled by how easy things work out. But what happens? You get so busy planning and running hither and yon and circulating in high-level adversary circles where you need to go for business, and soon there is no reading, no acceptance of instructions, for suddenly you know it all. Then find a fortune teller to read your cards and cookie speakings, and off you go into the wild blue yonder somewhere. You often get only one chance in your physical life to be great. How often do you blow it? The mind is the connection between the physical and the soul, and it is time you started using it first. And while we are at this type of message, let us consider will. Will is the soul way to esoteric or knowledge. Therefore, whatever you will to do will be that which is accomplished. And if you turn from the will toward God, you end up having chased the will to failure. I hope I said if you turn from the will toward God, you end up having chased the will to failure. You must desire and will to achieve and succeed in whatever that path may be, or you drift into alternatives which are never that which you thought you wanted. And if and when you betray others to accomplish your way, you have erred greatly, for that kind of failure is never away from you in confrontation. You can blame others, but it simply does not bring peace or success. You can spite others, but that often is far more than more the painful avenue. Faith is fine, friends, until you grow, learn, and replace it with knowledge. Why would anyone who gets instruction directly from Hatton have to come to Dorma for instructions? Dorma doesn't have any corner on Hatton, God, or any other master, and wants none. You don't understand that fact until you shoulder that responsibility every hour of your life. When you ask her to ask me, for instance, you aren't even expecting to listen for a response unless it comes through her. But when you have insulted and followed the rainbow to La La Land, don't come asking Dorma and crew how to make it right and or how to get back.
Let me interrupt. I'm reading a lot of discomfort in this room while this is being read. So let's boil it right down to facts. This doesn't have anything to do with anyone in this room. If you want to put these shoes on and cramp up your feet, it's all right with me. And we'll discuss it a little bit more a little bit later. I don't want to name names because people are prone to do whatever people are going to do. And that's usually quite all right with me. But in some of the instances when we are dealing with very, very technical, very high-level diplomatic circumstances, I'm irritated when somebody pops in from India saying that they talk to me and they have instructions, and now we are to give them the key to the door to the wealth. I don't think so. So don't anybody in here be licking your wounds until we're done and I really hurt you. It took us three times trying just to get down the hill today. We're so out of practice. So just bear with us.
I'll repeat that last sentence at the top of the paragraph. But when you have insulted and followed the rainbow to La La Land, don't come asking Dorma and crew how to make it right and or how to get back. You had best take that up from that point with God, and hope he is in a mood to listen to childish whining and excuses. And when you have been directly told not to do a thing, or to do a thing, it is wisdom that you do it, or do not do it. If you are going to do what God's work your way, in the very face of God, forget the soothing backstrokes. And about religion. Do you actually think that a God of universal creation would send or have only one son? And do you think that one would be of such dubious birthing as to stagger all but the Kahila? And do you want to go forth to gatherings or limited and opinionated people where instead of learning and knowing, you sit and share up everybody's opinion in the room and then flip a coin as to who might be right. There is only one right in every circumstance and a zillion ways to achieve and arrive at it. Ah, but it is it somehow stately and wondrous to be the center of the party, spewing out instructions and prodding all the silly listeners. Not if you are real and genuine. It is responsibility beyond the burden most can carry. And you don't think God would? Either you believe God is possible in all ways and things, or you don't. Or do you consider the $10 billion contract, and if you give me $100 million, I will tell you the way, and I will get in touch with that E.T. dude right quickly. But why doesn't that E.T. dude get the records to straight? Because you do not have me on your telephone. Satan alone knows who he sent to fool you, the victims of the siren's call. I also get, well, if they were truthful, everyone in the world would be clamoring to get to them for lessons. Would they?
No.
We don't want everyone in the world jamming our space. We have work to do, and it is not show and tell according to the wishes of the multitudes. We, believe it or not, are the highest level of those who can turn the world about, and that is not shabby of little ones from unheard of Tehachapi, California, and best of all, except for the few and the intelligence services globally, nobody even knows us, but they certainly know what and who we are. They have been expecting us and recognize that finally we have shown up. Now the most important one lesson regarding myself. If you are doing something wrong in my mission, I am going to tell you, stop you, and let you swing in the wind if necessary, for you choose your path, usually in spite of all I or mine could do to allow you to understand the magnitude of our mission and the details mandatory to achieve what we must achieve. You are a fragment of God within, not the God creator of universal magnitude. You haven't learned all there is to know about creating, have you? Look what you have created on this beautiful planet. Disaster in 9/10 of it. The things of physical value as established by the adversary are only things for the use as tools for the accomplishment of goodness. For goodness can't be measured in physical perception because it is a state of being. However, actions reflect some of the intent, and the lie cannot stand long in the presence of goodness, so actions will betray the trickster. Some people destine themselves to go very long distances away to take a very expensive look at themselves. When you cannot or do not present the things, the wealth or the desired stature unto these sirens, they will dump you like the hot potato you are and move on to fool someone else along the way. Do the sirens know, or do they start with good intent? Both. But of course they know they lie, for they lie over and over again. And when response doesn't come, they have to fake it. And a fake will always undo the faker. And when you know you have been faked on, why do you try to reconcile with the faker? Why do you have to destroy your own integrity rather than stuff that ego back where it belongs, in the grave with the fakers? In these instances of being fooled, you end up looking the fool, and to continue the pursuit as is, you are the clown of the day, to all observing, and the joker messing up good work to the teammates. Would you really rather have that appearance, or get off your ego and do your job right? It is always up to you. After a while, and now is the while, I will not even bother to try and reach through, nor put my people into positions of tracking down or redirecting the parties playing the jester tricks. And to my team, who think they may be somehow failing, forget the flagellation of self, for I knew it would be this way, and you can't do anything except offer the opportunity and watch the boat sink or float. Too much anticipation of too much gold will sink the boat anyway, usually. I am also weary of the cure-all things being brought forth, only to be replaced by another cure-all within only days. Even cure-alls are only tools at best, trash at worst. But the thing that makes me really irk is that time after time the cure-all is expensive as hell and equally as worthless. Nothing can cure anything except the person with a disease. All else is simply a tool to help in the process. Now, something else that should be noted here is that we never in our beginning relationship here ever have, or will have, a group, a religion, a guru following, or anything remotely like the same. We had a period of teaching and learning, and all were welcome. We no longer find it to be wise for all to be welcome or to come, for they do not understand and go forth preaching the wrong things. Further, people who can't seem to accept basically researched truth in material will not enjoy being around us who have a global task to attend. The dissenters do have a purpose, for they allow us to know where we are, how the winds are blowing, and set up the confrontation we need to realize truth for self, as can only be learned from reflected ignorance. Even the light fixtures are bugged, along with the phones being tapped. This is fine, but I weary of our own people doing gross damage with idle mouths. The adversary knows exactly what I am doing, because I make damn sure he does. But to mispresent us as being some cult or something is really not too bright, for all of the investigators, and there have been hundreds, are going to come back to you for the empty space between your ears. There's nothing here to isolate, find out of order, no group, no nothing. Moreover, if you come to listen and disagree, why waste your precious time? If you disagree with my presentation, then certainly you can't be enjoying self. I have proven beyond any doubt who and what I am, but you do not believe it. No, you do not. You say that you do, but I can tell you that you do not, and prove it to you. If you truly believed that either a space brother, a host of God, or God was here, there would not be a one of you who would not drop anything and everything to be here. You come as if there is nothing else to do. Fine, for I mandate nothing, and it proves we have no group. My small team's total focus must be on broader affairs, but we can continue to have some meetings if we can all agree on our fundamental mandates. The meetings are as much for the distant participants as for anyone who sits in front of us. Therefore, I will be happy to share, but my speaker typist cannot work as we have on every day, sometimes at the keyboard alone for 8 to 10 hours, and come and speak for another 3. We are paddling as fast as we can in this time of absolutely crucial happenings. Your Secretary of State is, as we write, running about the European continent, stirring up wars, and actually they are materializing all over that part of the globe. Well, she dare not go into some of the African places lest she be obliterated. You have hogtied selves. You have a Cahal as government and Cahilas as controllers.
That's not going to be understandable, is it, to almost everybody in this room?
Had that one.
Oh, well, we finally worked our way up to where we could discuss what we're talking about with some logical, reasonable, historical names. You know, to say non-Jews and Khazarian elephant people doesn't cut it. And I don't know how to get across to the Jewish population who simply are Hebrew of that line. We can't talk Semitic because Semitism has nothing to do with Jewish populations, as are recognized as the Kahila. And if you have trouble remembering that, think of it as a Ahila monster. They're poison. Don't let them bite you. So when I use the term Kahila, it will make more sense to you after you read yesterday's All Day and Into the Night writing. Because we are bringing the plan in action as much as we can, starting with the research documents of the 1920s. And this one will bring it up to 1934 when it was written, which you will also understand is after World War I. It is after the Federal Reserve System and Act, after the Brown Act, after several of those things that turned your world over to these Kahilas. Kahilas are the ones, we've called them the Khazarians, who came into the ancient European sector out of Mongolia. They are a mixed breed of Mongol, Nordic, and Rus. And they settled around in the Russian areas near the Volga River and other of the major waterways because they were themselves and called themselves. And you have to get with it because I'm not playing hanky-pank with you anymore. These are the alien brothers of the adversary. They are Lucifer's troops. And they've gotten a very good stronghold. They came, they called themselves the serpent people. Now, I'm not labeling them any more than if you walked in here with your little gang and said, well, we're the serpent people. Or we're the black devils. Or we are the skeleton crew. Or we're hell's angels. Or we're from the crypts. They called and identified themselves as the serpent people. Now, did they look like snakes? No. So forget Mr. Spielberg for a while. Let's grow up. Lucifer was one of the more handsome of the species, of humanoid species. So don't think that the snake that showed up in the Garden of Eden to tempt Eve was some slob. He would know exactly what to offer someone, man or woman, to get them into his service. And we're not talking snakes or lizards. We're talking humanoid presentation. I'm not going to try to explain the soul, the physical, and all of those things in this meeting again. But for some of you who have not been here before, and I notice strange faces. And David, I'm glad you brought your visitor. You youngsters have such an opportunity in front of you, and yet if you don't hear correctly, you're going to go out of here thinking we're either nuts or you've gone crazy. And sure enough, if you ask about us, they're going to tell you that, oh, well, that's a cult. There isn't even a list here. We have a mission here. I am a masculine energy. My name is spelled with a Greek sound, a silent H, A-T-O-N, and a silent N. So that the last is known to be, rather than tan, its tongue. So my name is Atong. And I do pull rank every now and then. You're about to choke and go down the tubes. And all I see in response to this, about here and there, is the helplessness. And then everybody resorts to prayer. Oh, dear Father, save us. No, dear Father isn't going to save anything. If you want salvation, you're going to have to create salvation for self. So while I'm at Kahila and Kahal, Kahila happens to be the name of these people. Kahal happens to be the type of government by power. They get all the wealth, they bring everything into themselves, and they're total power. You think you have a president with power, not the kind of power that you expect him to have. His last ditch claim to staying alive is that War Powers Act in front of him. The Kahila around him already have control. And Ms. Albright was just in the Ukraine. And guess what? She threatened them in the Ukraine. She met with the highest level people of the Russian Ukraine just for identification of place since the Soviet Union folded. Those were Republican states joined into a Soviet communism by the Kahila with the Kahal. And it's neither communism, democracy, or anything. It isn't even socialism. It is rule by these elitist bankers. Absolutely oriented to nothing but physicalness. These are humanoids called human, H-U-M-A-N. Those with sold instructions and directions of the Creator are also called human, but it's higher universal, capital H, capital U, men. Higher universal man. You are creators. And you have been stuffed down, stomped on, pushed down until you don't create. You wander around on this flat tabletop while the ones above press you down and the ones below try to swallow you up. You're going to learn your creators. And if you exhaust an opportunity, know that even though you think you've tried every alternative, there are always more. Ask and you'll find out. And some are getting older. Guess what for you young ones? Somebody has to come in and run the ship. You're not going to be abandoned. And if you think for one split second that these things that I tell you are not going to happen, boy, your heart's going to stop. So I would suggest you start believing a little bit. You can't go to war. You cannot go to war. It will not merit you anything. They will blow you away. Bruce just put a note up here. MacDougall is dead. They're getting very, very close to cleaning up and finding out all that mess in Little Rock, Arkansas. I doubt by the time there is any testimony to be had, Tucker will be dead. While you're playing with Billy Zipper, I'll tell you, incredible things are happening. And Madeleine Albright is right over there, right now, and the wars have started.